It's 11 trivia questions on famous cars from movies, written by Patreon subscriber and pal Brian Salyer from Redlands, California. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this pop culture trivia show. We've got a great episode for you today, all about a little something called Cars from Films. Maybe you love the film Cars, or maybe you never saw the film Cars 1, 2, or 3, but you love the film Planes with the voice of Dane Cook. Well, there are no questions about planes, but hopefully you like cars and you are into trivia, because that's what we're doing on this show each and every day. Hit subscribe on your device to get new episodes sent to your device daily. And we are on 322. This is number 322 in a row. So just about 40 days away or so from the big 1 year daily anniversary of this show going daily. Used to do it once a week, then I did it twice a week, and then I said, what the hell, let's do it every single day. So coming up on a year of that. And a big reason I'm able to do it daily is Patreon subscribers like Brian Salyer, who wrote today's questions. He's a big fan of the show, he's a big fan of trivia, and he's a good pal. And if you want to write questions for the show, I'm always looking for some good content. If you have a certain set of questions you'd like me to ask on the show or answer myself, happy to do that anytime. You could send those to ryanbuds@gmail.com. If you want to support the show with a few bucks every single month, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and donate for different tiers of rewards. There's all kinds of cool stuff on there, from our magnet club to our t-shirt club to our book club. And for just a buck, you could join this Discord chat room app that we use, and we post different trivia in there almost every single day, I'd say, and fun pictures and videos and things like that. So you can become part of a fun-loving, trivia-loving community, and it's just a buck. patreon.com/triviawithbuds. If you have any ideas for rewards, I'm getting ready to switch them up. I like to do that every 6 months or so, and June is just around the corner. So I'll do one more month of the rewards, how they are, on patreon.com right now, and then I'm going to switch them up. I'll probably keep a few. I really like the book club thing. I think that's kind of fun, and it's gotten me to start reading a little bit more. So I'm going to keep the book club, probably keep the t-shirt club, but maybe I'll switch out the magnets for like a pin club. You know, like maybe some enamel pins or those little button pins you put on your visor. That's where I put them. But you can put them wherever you want. Maybe you put them on a nice jean jacket and go to a concert or something. That'd be kind of fun. But yeah, let me know if you have an idea where you're like, ooh, you know what? I'd love to get a bumper sticker or something like that. I can try and figure out a cool way to give you one of those every single month. So just drop me a line on Patreon or on email or on social media at Ryan Buds on just about everything. And I will announce the new rewards right after we send out the ones next month for June. So probably mid-June, we'll have new rewards and new fun stuff over on Patreon. All right, we're going to jump into today's episode. It is all about a little something called Cars in Films, again, written by Brian Salyer. Lots of fun stuff in here. The first question is about a Pontiac Trans Am, so maybe you will get that one right. Or maybe you'll get one of the later questions right, which is all about an AMC Pacer. Ooh, lots of fun stuff coming up if you're a car nut. We're going to jump into those 11 questions right now. Here we go. All right, guys, here we go. This is question number one for Cars from Films. Question number one, what movie stars a black Pontiac Trans Am? Oh, and Burt Reynolds. That's how that one was worded. Nice job, Brian. Number one, what movie stars a black Pontiac Trans Am? And oh, Burt Reynolds. Number one. Question number two, a converted 1959 Cadillac ambulance called the Ecto-1 transports what guys around? Number two, a converted 1959 Cadillac ambulance called the Ecto-1 transports what guys around? Number two. Question number three, in the movie Bullet, a green 68 Mustang GT390 is driven by what actor? Number three, in the movie Bullet, a green 68 Mustang GT390 is driven by what actor? Question number four, in what movie does a 1932 Ford Coupe beat a 1955 Chevy driven by Harrison Ford in a drag race? Number four, in what movie does a 1932 Ford Coupe beat a 1955 Chevy driven by Harrison Ford in a drag race? Number four. Question number five, what legendary actor voices Doc Hudson in the movie Cars and was his final acting role? Number five, what legendary actor voices Doc Hudson in his final acting role in the movie Cars? Question number six, what movie is centered around a haunted 1958 Plymouth Fury? Number six, a lot of 50s cars in this round. What movie is centered around a haunted 1958 Plymouth Fury? Question number seven, what family drove a 1979 Ford LTD County Squire on their vacation? Number seven, what family drove a 1979 Ford LTD Country Squire on their vacation? Number seven. Question number eight, what movie featured a light blue 1976 AMC Pacer with a licorice dispenser? Number eight, what movie featured a light blue 1976 AMC Pacer with a licorice dispenser? Three questions left. Number nine, who drove a 1966 Ford Thunderbird off a cliff in a 1991 film? Number nine, who drove a 1966 Ford Thunderbird off a cliff in a 1991 film? Question number 10, what director always features a cameo of his yellow 1973 Oldsmobile Delta 88 from college in his movies, including The Evil Dead, Spider-Man, Drag Me to Hell, and even Oz the Great and Powerful? Number 10, what director is that? And the bonus question, this is a tough one. Let's see if you could figure this one out. For 2 points, what is the number that appears on Herbie the Love Bug? What is the number that appears on the Herbie the Love Bug car? All right, those are some tough questions and some easy ones. Nice mix from Brian Salier on Famous Movie Cars. We'll be back in a second with the answers. All right, everybody, the answers to Famous Movie Car questions. Great job, Brian. Let's see how you guys did, and if I can tell you, great job. Number one, what movie stars a black Pontiac Trans Am and, oh, Burt Reynolds? That would be Smokey and the Bandit, a movie that my family always talks about and has seen a zillion times, but I have not seen one frame of. Smokey and the Bandit. Number two, a converted 1959 Cadillac ambulance called the Ecto-1 transports the Ghostbusters around, the Ghostbusters, and Rick Moranis in the Ghostbusters. I think he's in both of them. Definitely number two. I think he's in both. But Rick Moranis is in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and I just read today that Josh Gad is going to be in a remake of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. So there you go, if you're looking for the remake of that movie. Number three, in the movie Bullet, a green 68 Mustang GT390 is driven by what actor? Steve McQueen. I have not seen, I don't think, any Steve McQueen movies, and I don't know if that makes me a man. Number four, in what movie does a 1932 Ford Coupe beat a 1955 Chevy driven by Harrison Ford in a drag race? That would be American Graffiti. Another movie that I have never seen. American Graffiti. I've not seen a lot of car movies unless they have the words Fast as well as Furious in the title. Number five, what legendary actor voices Doc Hudson in the movie Cars in his final acting role? Paul Newman. Never seen Cars. Number five. Number six, what movie is centered around a haunted 1958 Plymouth Fury? Christine. Stephen King's Christine. Never seen it. Number seven, what family drove a 1979 Ford LTD Country Squire on their vacation? That would be the Griswolds in the movie Vacation. And I have seen it millions of times. Number eight, what movie featured a light blue 1976 AMC Pacer with a licorice dispenser? That would be Wayne's World, which I have seen for sure. And I played the song Feed My Frankenstein the other night at Bingo. And somebody's like, what's this from? I'm like, oh, it's the song Alice Cooper's playing when they go see him in concert in Wayne's World. And they were like, what's Wayne's World? And I was like, all right, that's enough. Number nine, who drove a 1966 Ford Thunderbird off a cliff in a 1991 film? That would be Thelma as well as Louise. Now, I've never seen this movie either, but is this just two gals who go on like a crime spree? What is this movie? Are they friends? They drive a cliff. They drive off a cliff and die, I imagine, right, at the end? Never seen it. I kind of know about it, but not really. Number 10, what director always features a cameo of his yellow 1973 Oldsmobile Delta 88 from college in his movies, including The Evil Dead, Spider-Man, Drag Me to Hell, and even Oz, The Great and Powerful? I didn't know he directed that last one. And the answer was Sam Raimi. Sam Raimi. And the bonus, what is the number that appears on Herbie the Love Bug? That would be the number 53. If you got that one, you're really smart, and you can punch the person next to you like you would do a punch bug if you've seen one drive by. Okay, good job. Herbie the Love Bug 53 was the number. How many of those did you get out of 11? Brian, great mix of questions. I would have only gotten, let's see, I probably could have got Smokey and the Bandit, even though I haven't seen it. Ghostbusters, And I knew the Doc Hudson one. I knew the Vacation one, the Wayne's World one. I knew the Thelma and Louise one. I would have got half of those right. I definitely don't know that number for Herbie. So that would have been my downfall. But I hope you guys had fun playing along on today's episode. Happy Monday. And I hope you have a great rest of your week lined up for you. If you live anywhere near Southern California, come play Harry Potter Trivia on May 31st. 47 tickets sold every day. Four or five more get sold. And I get a little alert on my phone and I get a little spring in my step. So we got room for about 100 people tops at this brewery called Last Name Brewing. It's in Upland, California, and 47 tickets sold, so about half still available. And we've never sold this many this far in advance, so I would say it's going to sell out, especially if it's not sold out before the day of. So come check it out. And if you have people that want to play with you that are not into Harry Potter, they can definitely come. They just can't sit in the playing area. But in between the rounds, you can mingle with whoever you want. There's a big bar area and a big patio area out front, and the weather's getting really nice here in May in SoCal, so should be tons of space for people to hang out if they just want to mingle and have some beers. Go to triviawithbuds.com, click the banner at the top that says Harry Potter tickets to get your tickets and reserve those seats. If there's a certain topic you want me to do on this show, I'm happy to do it for you. Just donate $5 or more on patreon.com/triviawithbuds, and I will get to that topic very soon. This was one of the topics, this famous car movies episode, picked by a Patreon subscriber by the name of, let's see here, Cars in Movies was a pick of, famous cars from movies, Greg Hines. So shout out to Greg, great topic, and Brian, thanks for helping out with those. Brian looked at the Excel spreadsheet, and he goes, hey, I saw you're behind on some of the topics. You want me to write some questions? I was like, hell yeah, dude, that'd be great. So if you want to write some questions, and you have access to that Patreon subscriber topic pick, feel free. Always looking for some help in that regard. And Anne Rice Novels for Brenda Martinez is coming up very soon, recorded and hosted by my wife, Ashley. And her birthday is tomorrow. So I think we're going to put that one up on her birthday. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.